Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Much of central and northeastern Missouri continues to be under a heat advisory through today, with heat indexes ranging from 100 to 107 across the region. The Metro St. Louis area is under an excessive heat warning for the same time. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he's considering calling the legislature into a special session next month. Parson told reporters Monday at the Capitol that he has had discussions with House and Senate members about whether to have a special session, which could possibly be over ethics reform. Dozens of bills passed by the Missouri legislature become law today, Elisa Nelson reports.
The legislature is fully funding the formula used to finance Missouri's K-12 public schools by giving $3.5 billion to education. State aid to most of Missouri's public colleges and universities is being maintained at $1.2 billion in exchange for the schools not increasing tuition by more than 1% this school year. A new law allows Missouri counties to try and collect a fee from cell phone users for local 911 services. If approved by a state board and local voters, individual counties could collect a monthly fee of up to $1. A tax cut plan passed reduces the individual tax rate from 5.9% to 5.5% and gradually reduces to 5.1% if the state meets certain targets. The legislation also drops the corporate tax from 6.25% to 4%. A partial repeal of the state's prevailing wage law passed sets pay standards for public works projects based on location.
Noting that tone can both alienate and attract, Kansas City Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver praises Missouri GOP Governor Mike Parson for his tone and approach to governing.
This governor can do something that maybe the federal government can mimic. Number one, I think infrastructure. But number two, he's not nasty. He's not throwing out verbal bombs anyplace.
A Columbia man in mid-Missouri is in federal court today after being accused of trying to buy a highly toxic chemical online so he could use it as a weapon. He was arrested during a raid last week. An investigation is underway after the Archdiocese of St. Louis reported yesterday that a retired priest was discovered viewing what was believed to be child pornography. The Archdiocese says the situation was immediately reported to law enforcement. Kansas City Attorney Craig O'Dear will be on the November U.S. Senate ballot as an independent candidate after gathering enough signatures to place him there. O'Dear is running as a centrist. He thinks today's political environment is problematic because candidates are forced to appeal to extreme elements in their parties just to secure a nomination.
The situation that exists today with the two parties having a business model that plays totally to their base and is designed to quote-unquote energize the base, that's a strategy that divides people.
O'Dear was an early supporter of former Governor Eric Greitens. This is Missouri Net.